I'm Henry Epp. On Wednesday, Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant appointed Cindy Hyde Smith to one of the state's U.S. Senate seats. That makes Vermont the only state to never send a woman to Congress. No woman has won an election for governor since 1988 in Vermont, and nationally, women hold an average of 24% of all statewide offices. In Vermont, that number is 17%. Joining me now to talk about this is Terry Hallenbeck, who covered the Vermont State House for 13 years. She's now Assistant Director of Donor Relations at Middlebury College, and we reached her at Middlebury's studio. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
So what do you think it says about Vermont that we have never sent a woman to Congress?
It's a little hard to explain, given our firsts in so many other areas of progressiveness. But I think one of the reasons is that we have fewer opportunities. We have one House seat in Washington, and we don't – like the woman who was about to be appointed in Mississippi was ag commissioner, which is an elected position in Mississippi. We don't elect those kind of positions here. There's a shortage of positions available, but certainly this is a debate that's gone on a long time and gets increasingly hard to explain.
Yeah. Well, you were a State House reporter, as we mentioned, for 13 years. From your observation over that time, how did you see gender representation change or not change in the Vermont State House?
We have, what, the best representation nationally in a State House, which, before we start patting ourselves too much on the back about that, it's a part-time, low-paid position, so perfect for women, right? But within that, now, we have women in a lot of positions of power in the State House, a female House Speaker. All the chairs of the money committees are women. Those are powerful positions that decide how the money gets spent. But what I've seen is none of those women really aspire to run for higher office. They don't want to be lieutenant governor or a congresswoman. They are happy where they are. You know, if you ask Jane Kitchell, who's the Senate Appropriations Chair, you know, do you want to aspire to another job? She doesn't. Same for Janet Ansel, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee.
Why is that? Did you ever talk to them about why?
I think it's hard to put your finger on, but they just don't have that same drive to call attention to themselves, I think. You know, we'll see if that's starting to change. I there definitely are efforts throughout the state to get more women involved with Emerge Vermont, which is an organization that trains female candidates for office. You know, all the parties are pushing for more women to step up.
Well, according to a report in 2017 from an organization called Change the Story, women's share of legislative seats only increased by 4 percentage points in the last 24 years. That would seem like it's stagnated a bit. Do you know why that might be?
I remember seeing that and saying, wow, yeah, we have long been one of the best and we never get better at it, if that's the way to put it. It is just, again, a little hard to explain of why women don't take on these opportunities. What I see on the horizon in the legislature are more women who maybe you can see in 5 or 10 years will be interested in higher office. Becca Belint, who's in the Senate, Kaya Morris, who's in the House, Sarah Copeland-Hanzis, who is in the House. You know, some of these people might start to emerge, as it were, as candidates for higher office.
Well, do you think something beyond individuals' ambitions is something broader in the State House or in state government more generally, including the congressional seats in Vermont? Does something need to change there to change the gender balance in leadership?
I think it is harder for women to run. And I don't know that this is unique to Vermont. I don't have that perspective. But, you know, if you had a female candidate who had the hairdo of Bernie Sanders, she would pay for that on the campaign trail in a way that Bernie doesn't. Voters have a kind of standard that they hold women to, that they're supposed to look nicer and act smoother. And there's not a lot of room for error there. And I think that's intimidating to candidates. Like we saw last fall that Sue Minter was running against Phil Scott for governor. And I don't think that Sue Minter lost because she's a woman, but I do think she felt more under the microscope about her looks and appearances and all that goes on beyond the issues and that sort of thing, that makes it harder to run. It just makes you more tense.
Terry Hallenbeck is a former State House reporter in Vermont. She's now the assistant director of donor relations at Middlebury College. Terry, thanks for speaking with me.
Sure. Thanks.